The Ann Arbor School Board has approved a $183.5 million budget for next school year that includes a total reduction of over 30 teachers. The board, however, is dipping into fund balance, so the teacher cuts won't be as large as originally proposed. Among the budget changes approved by the board is a plan to keep a seventh-hour option for high school students, but charge a $100 fee. Board member Glenn Nelson says the solution isn't ideal, but better than eliminating the program.
I think of it as analogous to moving towards the pay-to-participate fee in athletics. We wish the budget was not so tight so we didn't have to do these things, but if we can save things by having these fees, that's better than eliminating them totally.
Nelson says testing the program with a small fee this year will help the district in case a larger charge for seventh-hour classes is needed in the future. The board also opted to keep a theater technician position at Pioneer High School, but cut funding to the Pioneer Theater Guild by $50,000. Plans to eliminate transportation for high school students and increase revenue through electronic billboards at three schools have been scrapped at this time. Trustee Christine Stead cast the lone vote against the budget. Stead says the erosion of fund equity leaves the district in a precarious position.
When we have this many things in flux, there are contractual obligations that we have, such as when there's overages to a classroom, teachers can either request extra pay or request a teacher consultant to be in their classroom. That's additional cost that we would have to incur. Typically, that's come out of fund equity. We don't have much left to absorb anything like that, so we may have to make immediate operational changes during the middle of the year, which is a disservice to our students.
Stead says even with the state capturing $1 billion more than expected, she doesn't trust Lansing to significantly increase education funding for districts like Ann Arbor. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.